The chair of building materials giant James Hardy Industries has been ousted in what's been labelled an unprecedented wave of investor anger. Anne Lloyd was voted off the multinational's board following a string of controversial decisions by the company, including the $14 billion purchase of American rival AZEK, an outdoor decking firm, leaving shareholders blindsided. Dean Pash is a corporate governance researcher and co-founder of the organisation Ownership Matters, which is a governance advisory service. Dean, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
G'day, Sally.
You follow these matters a lot. How much of a big deal is it that Anne Lloyd has had to move on?
Normally, in the polite confines of corporate Australia, people are tapped on the shoulder and they're asked to go and spend more time with their family. They're never publicly defenestrated. So this is without precedent. The last time I can think of a set of directors being voted off an Australian company of size was AMP, but that was after the Royal Commission. This is something where investors have taken matters into their own hands. And it's not just her, two of her colleagues have gone as well, plus three other resolutions at the meeting defeated. It's quite without precedent.
So, Dean, why were investors so angry?
Well, series of unfortunate events. They bought a massive company in the US and they issued a whole bunch of shares to pay for it and took on a whole bunch of debt. But it was, more than anything else, the use of loopholes in the Australian listing rules to facilitate that transaction. Plus, no one was being held for account. They were issuing shares in their own company, which was earning, best house on the best street for what could only be described as a much inferior product, and they paid way too much.
Dean, the ASX is now looking to change listing rules to require investors to get more of a say on any takeover by a major company that involves raising more than 25% of its capital. Is this likely to happen?
It is. So the ASX issued a consultation paper to stop this sort of loophole that James Hardy had exploited in order to, do that ASX deal. And if that goes through, which we hope it will in the next 12 months, that will be, the only silver lining that will come out of the James Hardy mess.
What do you think the mood will be like at the company's annual shareholder meeting today?
Well, no one will be there for a start, Sally, because it's in Ireland. So James Hardy's actually an Irish company. So it's probably a sombre occasion with a few company directors and a company secretary in a barren building, windowless building in Ireland. But Australian shareholders who are dialing in virtually will be rejoicing. Two-thirds of shareholders who turned out to vote voted the chair off the board. They also voted against the pay rise for the directors. This is how tenured they were. Plus, the $25 million package for the CEO had a component that was required to be approved in advance. And that was disapproved as well. So there's blood all over the floor in Ireland this morning.
Dean, very interesting to get some backdrop to that story. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Sally.